What's up, man? How's it going? And speaking of the devil.
Hold on. Let's turn his mic on. We got our first guy sitting down with us right now. We're live, so the only rule we have is try to talk close to the mic so we can. Well, you don't have to put your face into it.
Yeah. Is profanity a problem?
No, you can say whatever the fuck you want to.
You can talk about raping. I was going to say children, but then so I was real. I was like, that's too much.
I don't
want to
do that.
Much.
We already made two Make-A-Wish Foundation jokes.
So. Yeah, we're all about the First Amendment, so feel free.
Alrighty then.
So who do we have here?
Well, my name is Zach Toporek. I play in this group called Young Mothers.
And the Young Mothers were just on, right?
This is true. We just played a set.
Yes.
It went? Some say all right.
Yeah.
Well, we heard it from out here. I fucking loved it.
Oh, radical. Cool. Thank you. Yeah.
We got your CD now, too.
Yeah. We got the CD. We're going to... we were talking to you a little bit earlier. We're going to try and do, like, buffer music for the show and everything. So hopefully get your music out to a bunch of our listeners. But
I'd like that.
Yeah. Well, we would like that, too. Mainly what we're going to talk to you about is, you know, give us the skinny. Give us the lowdown on, you know, band name, band creation... just give it to us.
Well,
it to me.
Yeah, so the band is Young Mothers. The name itself is a pretty simple story. I kept on seeing a lot of
Young Mothers.
Young, real hip, hip-looking hotties.
Hotties.
Out carrying little children. And I was like, you know, maybe I'd like to build a home and live there with a young mother. You know?
I'd like to be one of those.
The thing is, they don't stay Young Mothers.
No, they do.
I feel like
no,
they do.
You just
like
gotta,
in their hearts. And they stay the same
in their hearts.
Age.
And if you're not loving for the heart, then I don't know. But anyways, the rest of it is, so we're from Tucson, kind of Phoenix.
What does kind of Phoenix mean?
Well,
is the bass player from Phoenix?
Well, so I'm from Phoenix. I spent the last couple years in Tucson, but I've been back in Phoenix for about a year now.
Okay.
And so what's going on with us lately is that we've been doing a full-length record with this guy, Fenn Ickner. Fenn played drums with us tonight. He's got a band called Seashell Radio. They're playing tomorrow at another event hosted by the same folks as tonight.
Oh, so you guys will be at the Big Knife Party.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll
cool little fact about Fenn. One of the recent projects he worked on was something with this band called Calexico from Tucson. Calexico's, a pretty big deal nationally. They tour all the time. And so he produced a soundtrack for them. He did some bass for them live at a show with Ben Folds. And, you know, so...
Awesome.
He's moving out to New York, and I'm thinking about following the guy out there, you know?
To New York?
You know, Tucson
to New York.
You and the rest of the band?
Well, so there's not really a band. That's the funny thing. Here's another little interesting fact.
Okay.
So all of our releases until now, I've played all the instruments. I've written all the tunes.
Oh.
And so...
For all your actual album releases?
Precisely, yeah.
It's all you.
So that CD right there, yes, that is all me. So we've been doing this full length. This is the first one that where every other people play on it. You know, we've had a band. We did it live in the studio. That little CD that you got right there, it's called I Want to Be a Beautiful Star Warrior. And what that is a little EP that I did by myself in the meantime to kind of get some hype going before we put out this full-length record. And so that one, it's kind of space rock.
Okay.
Like glammy, awesome space rock.
Okay.
And then the album we just finished, I mean, it's kind of some classic pop, you know. There's some 60s and 70s. There's some real, like, rockin' jams.
Yeah.
There's some kind of Brill Building.
Everybody
Tim
fucking
Benally.
Loves rockin' jams.
Yeah, and you know, this rockin' jam, it's called TV and Wine, so I don't know how you could argue with that.
Yeah, TV and Wine?
TV and Wine!
Dude, that pretty much sums up our show. I mean, I told you we're like a movie review podcast, so TV and Wine.
What kind of TV and beer, too?
Let's put it this way. How much can we pay you to use that as our theme song?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's not going to be a lot.
I'll tell you right now, it ain't going to be much.
No, that song, though, it's a good little story. You might dig it. It's I was dating this girl, and I knew from the second that it wasn't the right thing, you know. So
that's the worst,
We broke up one night, and I had bought this bottle of wine. We were going to go on this date, but I broke up with her instead, and I watched a whole bunch of The Wonder Years.
Oh,
and I got
that show the best.
Yeah, and I got super drunk. So in the middle of the song where everything drops down and it goes, when I left you, I got drunk to think the things I never thunk.
And then I watched Young Wonder Years.
Exactly. So it's a lot like that, and it's factual. It's factual, which is nice. You know, some people come up with stories. I just fucking live them.
Oh, you heard it here first.
Backed up.
You heard it here first.
Boom.
Boom.
He did one of the things that you do when you drop some knowledge on somebody, he's all, and I fucking do it. Boom!
If he had it, he'd throw down the
mouth. Oh, we're actually lucky he didn't punch us directly in the mouth.
Because I'm pretty fucked up right now, actually.
He's all, some people tell stories, I just fucking live. Double punch!
You know what? I've actually, so, you know, because I write all the songs and I play all the instruments on the records, I spent a lot of time just playing with an acoustic guitar live I haven't had a band. And you really got to work a lot harder. And so for me, that's been building a little comedy routine into the show, you know? This song's called Home on a Hill. It's about how everyone, I want them to just leave me the fuck alone. You know, we get to the last song, it's called Never Gonna Get My Heart. And I say, well, as you can probably tell, I see a psychologist. Her name's Megan Fox. She doesn't look like that Megan Fox, but she does good work. But she told me, you have intimacy problems. You push people away. And I said, well, fuck you, I want a new shrink. And then we play the song where it's, you know, like, they're never gonna get my, never gonna get my heart.
That's pretty awesome.
You know, so it's, we have fun. Awesome.
That's very Mitch Hedberg-esque comedy. You know him?
Well, you know, the thing is, you get on stage with just an acoustic guitar, and people say, oh, fuck, it's just a kid with an acoustic guitar, right? And then,
here comes a sob story.
When you belt, I do a lot of belting. When you tell some jokes, and when you actually play real songs, you leave the stage and people are like, oh, fuck. There's a dude with an acoustic guitar. Yeah. I do know Mitch Hedberg, and I think he's just great. That was your question, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, real funny. We listened to some Eugene Merman on the drive up from Phoenix, and that was a hoot and a holler.
I was going to say, how long was that drive up here?
Well, so let's see. The first day we left it around like 3, and we got to Fort Stockton, Texas, at like 4 in the morning.
Damn.
But you know, we got stopped by Border Patrol, so that was a good hour. Good hour. Well, we were carrying.
How many members of the band did you lose?
We didn't. We almost lost one. We almost lost a drummer. We were carrying. We just didn't even fucking think about it.
Is he German?
Oops.
No. We pull up to Border Patrol, and they got the dogs, and I'm like,
Someone's getting bit. Someone's getting rabies.
You know,
push him out of the car and just drive off.
Well, no, but you know, he fessed up to it. He's a good dude. And the cops, they're like, we think there's more in this car.
Oh,
and me, for the life of me, I couldn't remember if I had this one hitter in my bag or not.
Oh, Jesus.
So we're sweating it, you know. But they finally come back up. They're like, who wants to get arrested tonight? And the guy was carrying, he's like,
me.
The guy that was carrying, he raises his hand. He says, me. He's like, you better listen harder, sonny. I said, who wants to be arrested, not who should be arrested. Now get the fuck out of here before we arrest you. But they did keep it, and those Border Patrol agents got high as shit that night.
Oh, I'll bet they did.
That dog was like, "Ooh, give me some dog bones."
Next time you should just fuck with them and like lace it with some like LSD or something. They're all, "Yeah, fuck, screw those fucking nerdy band fucks. We're gonna smoke this shit." next thing you know, they're just like standing on the hood of their cop car with their pants down, just like shoving a flashlight in their ass.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Exactly. $1 for every time that happens.
I have no idea if that's what you do when you're on LSD.
I'm pretty sure.
I've never been on LSD.
Pretty sure that's accurate. Yeah. That's accurate. That's awesome. So you got here. Took you a while. You had a pretty good story along the way. Where are you guys going next?
Well, so tomorrow night we got that big knife party, right?
Yep. We'll be there too.
Pardon?
We'll be there too.
Awesome. Yeah, we're playing at 2:00. This probably will be sent out long after that, right? Yeah, that's okay.
We're live right now, so it's sent out instantaneously.
Live.
That's why you see me typing on my check of the interview. We got your brothers
radical,
here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, our info is on there, so you get at that. Share it.
So
Facebook.com/youngmothers.
Say that one more time.
Facebook.com/youngmothers. Youngmothersmusic.com/bandcamp. You can hear it all for
there
free.
There you go.
You can have it all for free. I don't think there's a...
We'll have this on the website as well. Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion? The second track, it's called Go Mad. That's the tune.
The first one,
it's a good intro. The second one.
Second
one's poppy. The third one, it's like space... Dusty Road, Motown.
So if I write to you after this and say, hey, Zach, can I use Go Mad for one of our bumpers? Is that
fuck
good?
Yeah. You don't even have to write to me. I'm telling you right now, we got it on document. Use that tune.
All right.
Now,
here first, we got it on document. He's going to pay us $1,000 for every play of that song. Shut down the fucking program. Let's go.
And Chase going to shove a flashlight up his ass.
Don't cover it without calling me.
No covers.
Yada, yada.
No covers. We're going to say who this was. And we use music like in between like commercials.
I love it. I love it. Thank you guys.
And then all we ask is that if in any songs that are on the album, if there's parts where you say like I love, we're gonna dub over Cinema Recon.
We're totally gonna butcher your fucking material
to best suit us. I mean, I understand like, you know, artist riots and everything, but we're gonna fuck with that as much as possible.
That's good. Yeah. You know, there's a good point in that song too. It goes, when you can't find a smile in all of the bad, you gotta go mad. So what you guys can do is, when you can't find a smile in all of the bad, you gotta go to CinemaRecon.com.
You just made us perk up. That's a sound clip.
What's up?
Got it.
That's a sound bite.
I love it. Very cool, man.
How do you feel about hearing that soundbite nationally? By nationally, we mean probably the four people that listen to this show.
Well, we're pretty big.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like our shows.
We're pretty big in Japan right now.
Oh, we're hot in Japan.
Can I talk for a second? Can I spit some shit?
Spit some knowledge, bro. Yeah.
Well, so it's really interesting to me because, you know, I've lived in Phoenix. I've lived in Tucson. I've been out here, you know, last year and this year, and I've played some shows, you know, across the nation. And what I notice in all these cities is that, you know, the big acts in town are dirt simple, and they got stupid lyrics, and they are fucking palatable. And I get that. Yeah. I get that. But the stuff that I gave you, that CD, it's palatable. You can easily digest it. There's words that are interesting. There's melodies that make you feel things, right? And so we were saying, you got like four listeners. I haven't listened to Cinema Recon, but I can tell you that Cinema Recon is the tits.
That's legit.
And that you guys are probably putting out a good product, you know? And it's like it's a lot harder to get people to pay attention to a good product that is complex and interesting than it is to get people to pay attention to something dirt simple that's got no fucking soul. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how about we try and institute a complete paradigm shift and tell all the idiots to go fuck themselves? and the popular culture will be like the 12 people that are like, yeah, you know, I mean, I thought that The Artist was a great movie.
Oh, please don't listen to our past show where we said The Artist is a good movie.
You know, I think that is a great movie. But you had people in Britain saying, I didn't know that this was a silent movie. Give me my money back.
You got
fucking idiots who just can't say, like, oh, art is challenging and interesting.
Yeah,
and the more you give it, the more you get.
Yeah, people in America are saying that, except they don't have a British accent.
Yeah,
exactly.
But you know what I was going to say?
I don't.
You're
Tell
saying...
no one has
very
any
good,
idea.
If you knew what I was going to say, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah.
You know, you're like, yeah, we should get a little paradigm shift and just tell everybody else to go fuck themselves and do what we want. Well, I mean, do it. That's the camera. We're live streaming right now, so let's give it a dual middle finger. Ready?
Fuck the system.
Fuck the system.
Like what you like.
Rage Against the Machine.
Except Train.
Except the band.
Three
Train.
Three Doors Down. Train.
Three Doors
Coldplay,
Down.
Coldplay. Fuck that.
Train. No, I gotta hate Coldplay. Thank you.
No, I gotta say though. Nobody said it was easy.
Have you seen the Willie Nelson?
That's a good song.
Have you seen the real cover?
I haven't. He covers The Scientist?
Yes.
It's
amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. I love it.
If you've ever heard somebody take an average poppy culture song and make it awesome, Willie Nelson.
Yeah,
there's a YouTube video of it on cinemarecon.com.
Okay, great.
Check it out.
I'll get it at it.
Actually, Paul, you probably don't know this. They just renamed one of the streets in Austin like Willie Nelson Avenue or something.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's right before Cesar Chavez.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Yeah.
He has perfect pitch, apparently.
He does have perfect pitch. You know that?
You know what song of his that I really like and currently identify with?
What's that?
Well, I gotta get drunk and I sure do regret it because I know just what I'm gonna do. I started spending my money calling everybody honey and I wind up singing the blues. That's my night. That's what's gonna happen.
That sounds like today.
But with some dope in there, too.
Hey, why not?
And also some black tar heroin.
Jake will put a flashlight up his ass.
No.
Yes.
Where are we at?
This is awesome. Thanks. This is so
He
awesome.
Said something about flashlight up asses, and I was like, no, that was the cops. And
so
was,
it's probably time guys. For me to go now, huh?
Yeah, well, hey, Zach.
But do you guys know where I can get some blow?
Zach, absolutely not. Talk to Jake's mom.
No, straight edge for life. All right, thank you, guys.
Zach, what is this?
Zach, that's straight edge.
Straight edge for life.
That's straight edge?
XXX, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's porn, sorry. But X.
XXX is porn.
You know, because the straight edge, they had to write, you know, like, can't drink on the little kid's hands. And so the straight edge people. Well, that's an X for straight edge.
Yeah, and then three of these means pornography.
Yeah.
Two of them means whiskey.
That looks like don't hit.
Three of them is whiskey.
I don't know. One of them means poison.
Which one of them is the jug in the Pirates of the Caribbean ride?
Yar.
That's 3X.
It's okay.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Appreciate
it, bro.
All right, I had a lot
of
fun.
From Young Mothers. Check him out. Go to Facebook.
Nice talking with you guys.
Nice talking to you, buddy.
And
pump those tracks, and I'll pump some Cinema Recon.
We'll do it, man.
Recon Cinema. All right. I got to leave now.
Thanks a lot, Zach.
Hey, everybody. Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
That was our first interview of the day. Zach, Young Mothers, you can search for him on Facebook.
Dude, this
Pretty
is
awesome.
This is what I'm talking about. This is the type of good energy and good vibes you find when you come to South by Southwest.
Good vibes is in good vibrations.
I'm making a good vibration.
I'll tell you what, why don't we do this?
Why don't we do this?
Since it's going to be one of those shows where we're going to probably be talking to a lot of people with a lot of different music, why don't we take a break right now? And when we play some of that music at this break, you know, we're during these breaks. I don't know if we're absolutely going to do that yet.
Yeah.
You know, but in the live show, obviously, you're not going to hear any music. But when I go back and mix this, you know, if this fits in right here, we can start doing some of this music here. You'll listen to some Young Mothers.
All right. Well, check this out. You're going to listen right now to a fresh new track. The track is called... Which one is it? He said the second one.
Go Mad is the one that we that is the track.
All right. So listening right now to Cinema Recon, you're going to hear a track from Young Mothers called Go Mad.
Have a good time and maybe lose their mind. They wanna have some fun.